we hackers always look for funny, clever, naughty names for programs, because thinking of the users being amused by the name is half the fun of writing the program. And there was a hacker tradition that when you're writing a program that's similar to some existing program, you can give the new program a name which is a recursive acronym that says that this program is not the other one. So, for instance, there, in the 60s and 70s, there were many TICO text editors, and most of them were called this TICO or that TICO or whatchamacallit TICO. But one clever hacker called his version TINT, for TINT is not TICO, the first recursive acronym. In 1975, I developed the first Emacs extensible text editor. And after that, there were many imitations of Emacs, and many of them were called this Emacs or that Emacs or whoosie what's this Emacs. But one was called Fine, for Fine is not Emacs. And then there was Sign, for Sign is not Emacs. And Mince, for Mince is not complete Emacs. And Ina, for Ina is not Emacs. And then Ina was almost completely rewritten, and the new version was called Zwei, for Zwei was Ina initially. So you can have lots of fun with recursive acronyms. I decided to look for a recursive acronym for something is not Unix. But it took only a minute or so for me to discover that all 26 of those possibilities are not words. So none of them was especially funny. So I tried another way of doing it. I made a contraction, and I discovered that the word GNU, which is one of the most humor-laden words in the English language, could work. It could stand for GNU's not Unix. Well, with such a funny word to use, my search was obviously ended. I should point out, of course, that the reason why this word is used for so many jokes is that the dictionary says it's pronounced GNU. And so the practice of asking what's GNU didn't start with the GNU project. There's even a funny song inspired by and about the word GNU. And I should also point out that this word is a loan word from an African language, and the correct pronunciation has a click sound in it. When the European colonists got there, they didn't bother learning to pronounce this click sound. Instead, they left it out, and they wrote a G in the word simply to mean there's a sound here that we are not trying to pronounce. And then somebody else who was writing a dictionary said, well, we Europeans pronounce it this way and spell it this way, so these are correct and everything else is wrong. I've been invited to visit South Africa next June, so I hope I will finally have a chance to learn to pronounce the word correctly. That is, when it's the name of an animal. But when it's the name of our system, the correct pronunciation is GNU, so please pronounce a hard G. If you talk about the new operating system, you're going to get people very confused. You see, we've been working on it for 17 years now, so it's not new anymore, but it still is and always will be GNU, no matter how many people call it Linux by mistake.